Genesis 17, walk before me and be blameless, or be perfect. I want to talk a bit about this because it seems to me that perfectionism is a problem that a lot of religious people have and a lot of folks have who are Christians. There is this desire to somehow do it in our own strength, and this idea that I must be perfect, and to strain as hard as we can towards that. Well, I want to say that I'm pretty sure that the Hebrew here would be better translated, walk before me and be perfected. In other words, God is at work. God is the one who is leading you to this state of final completion or maturity, which is what the word really means. And ultimately, in the experience of Abraham, this was to be achieved by righteousness being counted to him. That's how he was to be perfected. Now, when he's told that, he falls on his face. And I think it's because he's thinking, well, I just can't do that. I absolutely can't do that. And then God announces his covenant to him. And God basically says, I have made you, past tense, a father of many nations. I am going to do this to you. It is as good as if it is done. Not because you're perfect, not because you're good, but this is a unilateral, one-way promise from me to you. The same in Genesis 15, where Abraham falls into a deep sleep, and God makes this covenant, cuts a covenant with Abraham, and we're sort of expecting to hear the two sides of it. Okay, God's going to do this, what's Abraham got to do? And actually nothing, apart from, as is sort of axiomatic, to accept it. And it's the same with us. In one sense, all you've got to do is say yes. But of course, to believe it, that this is all true for me, of course, demands a huge amount of response, in the sense that if you believe it, you can be passive to that. And so, in Deuteronomy 19, verse 13, Israel were told, you shall be perfect with the Lord. And again, this is an allusion to Abraham and they're being told, if you're the seed of Abraham, you've got to allow the process to happen with you. And when Jesus says in Matthew 5:48 that be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, he's alluding to this when God says to Abraham, walk before me and be perfect or be blameless. And as I say, the idea is to be perfected, to allow this process to work. But the covenant is made with him simply so that he's told, this is going to happen and it's as good as already done. And then God says, verse 5, neither will your name anymore be Abraham, but your name will be Abraham. So then, as with Sarai being changed to Sarah, this ha or ah sound is being put in the middle of their names. And that is, of course, the syllables of the Yahweh name. God was putting his name into the middle of their names. And those miserable critics have complained or claim that the idea of ha was simply not at that time in their pronunciation. It was not, as it were, in their alphabet, and that this was unusual and probably something's phony here with the text. Not at all. Maybe it was a new kind of sound. It maybe was a new kind of way to make a word, and it would have sounded apparently very odd. Yes, so it is. It is something absolutely radical, especially when you look through the documents that are extant, have been translated from the time. They're all put together in a huge volume called Ancient Near Eastern Texts Relating to the Old Testament, edited by J.B. Pritchard, if you want to get hold of it. It's a massive thing. And you'll see from there that Abraham was one of the most common names at the time. It means my father is exalted. And this very common name, just like you and I are very common, has the Yahweh name put in the middle of it. Now, we're getting somewhere. This is how Abraham was going to be perfected. God was going to put his name, which effectively stands for his character and personality, right into his name, into his personality. And that's, in essence, the work of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus in our lives today, enabling us to become like him, empowering us to have his spirit and his mind. So then this was how he was going to be perfected in the end, not through dint of his own effort, not through having enough steel in your will to force yourself to be righteous, not at all.